Splinters of Jade grapples with mature and sensitive topics, which could be triggering for some listeners. There may be scenes ranging from the use of drugs or alcohol, suicide, enforced marriages, to violence, body horror, gore, and the dehumanization of certain castes, classes, or nations of people. Please see the show notes for episode details. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to Splinters of Jade, the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game actual play podcast. I'm your game master, Chris Garvey.
It is just a humble offering.
Kuni Guru is played by Buell Richardson.
I know some would say that, I'm giving them weapons, but no, I'm giving them implements to do their job.
Kitsuki Akira is played by Steve Lanslow Bartolome.
Yes, we still have a job to do.
And Yogo Sojibo is played by Brent Thorson.
Oh, no. Careful with that.
Now, on with our show.
We open up our scene with the three of you walking back into the village. You've spent a bit of time talking to the Kappa. They don't recall anything specific about the amulet that you showed them with the water symbol on it, but they were the first to admit that they probably just didn't even care. Gon, on the other hand, says he'd seen a symbol like that when he was fishing up higher in the mountains.
Near any specific village or castle?
He just stated the mountains.
Just higher up.
Yeah, that's man world.
Yeah. Right. How many days travel?
Remember, Guru, that we do have a mission. We're currently on a mission.
I know. But if it's on our direction, we can do both.
Possibly.
But if we don't know how many days, we won't know.
I think for me it was nearly a month.
So a ways out there. Thank you.
You've also sent some of the Kappa to look for Ningo, the blacksmith. As you walk into the village, it's kind of this amazing setting of your three bodies and the glowing sun setting behind you. The villagers are just wrapping up their work for the day. They've been hard at work, and many of them are just getting back into their houses for dinner.
I guess I will go to the headman's manor, and we will have our dinner there. Probably fish and opium tea.
I will have the tea, yes.
I will have water. Fish and rice and water.
I will make a skill to... No. I will make a skullduggery check to go, no, I won't. No, I'm not going to do that again.
Oh, no.
So the headman welcomes you in, and you sit, you kneel down at the table where he basically just has rice.
I'm sorry, there's not much else to offer today. We've been a little preoccupied with taking care of the dead.
Everything that's happened, understood.
And the fact that you are a number of hands down,
yes,
will
yes.
affect everything.
Has any word come from Dragonfly Castle yet?
No, but a person came with a letter, and it was addressed to you, Honorable Samurai. It had a phoenix seal on it.
Yes. I will take the letter from this whatever servant is presenting it, unscroll it.
And it reads, with no uncertain terms, that Isawa Karasu is awaiting notification of delivery of the taxes soon to the castle of the Emerald Champion.
Yes, we still have a job to do.
I'm going to double check using my advantage of brushwork. Is this really his or is like actually I want to look for hidden meaning in this. This is like him being straight up. Is he trolling us?
It could be get your job done and get your behinds back here so I can give you your next job.
This would be probably aesthetics.
No, it's going to be a composition.
Composition. Oh, that's good.
And, I'm going to have it be fire.
That's for, theorize, yes. Oh boy. Come on, explosions. What's the TN?
The TN is going to be 2.
Not bad. I'm doubting I get it. I doubt I got it. Yeah.
So you don't see any hidden meaning behind any of the words. It's written in pretty clear Rokugani that he wants you to have finished collecting from the villages and get your butt over to the castle. Or rather, more specifically, get the taxes to the castle.
All right, Headman, we would like the taxes in the morning. We'll be leaving at dawn for the next village.
Yes. How many more villages do we have to do? One more village, all right.
And then it's to the Dragonfly Castle. And then we have to lug all this stuff all the way down to the capital city.
Not stopping at shrines.
Yeah. Not stopping at shrines.
Not stopping at shrines.
So, about Ningyo. I was to believe that he came to this village a few... What was it? Months ago?
Oh, it was about a year ago.
A year ago.
He mostly kept himself. His blades were amazing. Made work so much easier.
Yes.
You saw the quality of some of his blades. I can imagine.
If you want to know more about him, the potter was his neighbor. He would know much more than I would about Ningyo.
I probably should talk to the potter instead of you.
Yes.
And he's one of the few. You should be able to find him at the tea house. You know, he's one of the few people of the village who doesn't get up with the sun.
Yeah, he doesn't have to get up so early because he doesn't have to deal with the farming. Has there been any disappearances other than those we found? Any young girls? Within them?
Oh, wow. Not that I can think of. I mean, there was that group that came down from the mountains. There were several children there. 5, I think.
Did they have any distinctive markings?
You mean like the Togashi's tattoos? No, not at all.
Or on their clothing. Look over at Akira.
Like any amulets?
I didn't see anything like that. But, I mean, then again, they were all clothed.
How long ago did they come through?
Oh, probably around, well, the very start of the season. About 9 months.
Yeah. And knowing how decomposed the body was, it's too recent.
Then again, it could have also been consumed.
Yeah, fishes / kappa.
And it's in the water, which is going to speed up decomp.
Yeah, that's why fishes / kappa.
/ Suiko /
Which direction? So they came down from the mountains, from the Dragonlands?
Yes.
And they went which direction?
Well, I'm not sure. They stayed here for a night and left in the morning. Haven't seen them since. Interesting. Was, you know, around 5 or 6 children and a group of probably around 12 adults.
Where did they stay?
Well, they stayed in the inn above the tea house.
And so they interacted with the innkeeper.
Yes, but she's dead. Yes. Her son is running things now.
So he might know.
He might know, yes.
Interesting.
Yes, I believe a tea house visit for you, Kitsuki-san, would be in order.
Most in order, yes.
So I do believe that. And I guess we have some more small talk before we get that. And after dinner, I believe Kitsuki Akira is planning on going down to the
Tea house.
Kuniguru will join along for a ways.
Have we shared all the information that we got from everybody? Like, I shared... So, I think we'll have a quick meeting. I shared to you about this potential scorpion ice that the ghosts told me about. And I believe you would tell me about, hey, he came from the scorpion lands.
Yeah. I'd pass off that he's come from the scorpion lands. He actually traveled to a lot of different lands learning blade crafting.
But the scorpion lands with a potential scorpion, I definitely should inform my lord of that.
Yes, you should. There may be more there that is not seen. I'm trying to remember if there's anything else that needs to be tried. Yeah, I just pass along all the information I've given.
And as you do that, I will see to the taxes and make sure everything is ready for us when we leave in the morning.
Don't consume too much.
I'm not sure they'll let me.
I was about to say, should I double count in the morning?
No, as I reach for my skullduggery dice, no. No. I will behave myself. Take a little go middle of the night, unless something else happens, and this is more of a joke, middle of the night, make a straw doll, put the paper in there, and just hammer it into a wall, into a tree.
Okay. So we smash wipe to Kitsuki Akira sitting down at the tea house across from the potter.
Thoroughly enjoying the tea.
So, what can I do for an honorable samurai?
I know that you were neighbors with the blacksmith.
Ningo? Yeah. I know everybody's enamored with his blades, but he was just obnoxious.
Oh, really?
Yes. He had visitors all the time, day and night. There'd be a bunch, and then nothing for months. Be very disturbing.
Tell me about these visitors, please.
Well, I mean, I figure they were all Ronin. They were wearing those, I couldn't see their faces very well. They were wearing those straw hats, Sugigasa, and they wore Mino, the straw capes. Some of them usually had bundles, you know, sticks and stuff like that. Sometimes they'd have it when they came, and sometimes they have it when they left, but never both.
Did you see where they came from or and left to?
I don't go outside the village except to get more clay. I don't know.
Anything more you can tell me about the man himself?
You know, he would come in here from time to time, but the proprietor's son, he would know a bit more about that. I focus on myself and my work.
Anything else about Nino that would strike you as odd?
Not particularly. You know, nothing too terribly odd.
Did he talk about himself? No, about where he came from?
Never. We only know his name because the matron insisted on everybody's name.
Yes, well, thank you.
Yes. Don't mention it.
Can I get you another cup of tea?
Ah, yes, thank you. I've had a rather eventful day, and I'm feeling it, so thank you.
My pleasure. Since my mother's passing, I need to do something to keep myself busy.
Yeah, I imagine it would be hard losing your mother in that manner.
Yeah. Did I hear you're investigating that blacksmith?
Yes, I was. Do you have a moment to talk about him?
It's pretty busy, but I mean, give me a minute to freshen up people's drinks and...
Oh, of course.
So, the newest proprietor of the tea house makes a lap, comes back, and sits down. You know, he was an odd one.
So I've heard.
Yeah, he'd sit in the corner and just watch people. I don't think he ever drank any of the tea. He always just waved me away like I was some kind of trash, or he was some, you know, one of those samurai... sorry, no offense, samurai-sama. But there are some that act...
above their station?
Yes. No offense.
None taken.
But, yeah, he never
sat there with anybody else, just always watching.
Anything else you can recall about him? Anything odd, out of place? Any mannerisms that could indicate where he came from?
Well, he did have a strange accent. Not quite what I would recognize from the unicorn, but... You know, too proper for the unicorn, but... Not proper enough for the crane?
That is interesting. Well, thank you. If you recall any other information before morning.
Oh, are you headed out in the morning?
Yes, we are. We still have a job to do.
Please, could I offer you some of the dry tea for taking care of my mother and the other villagers?
No, I do not think I can accept such a gift.
Samurai, it would do me great honor, and all of the village, for everything that you have done for us.
It would seem improper, I would think.
It's just a humble offering.
I can see this comes from your heart, so I will humbly accept your gift. Thank you.
So you're going to gain one honor for your show of compassion.
Hello there. A few shout-outs today. First, goes to Shay of the Jade Throne podcast for giving us a shout-out for our Halloween writing submission. Second, to Med128349 for a 5-star iTunes review. They say a well-made, a different experience than most RPG podcasts. Definitely worth a listen, especially for anyone interested in the L5R system. I appreciate the professionalism and dedication of a well-made and well-edited podcast. And the move from the beginner box into the actual campaign is a great example of how a smooth playgroup ought to progress. Thank you, Med128349, for that 5-star review. Now with that review, we are 3 away from picking our winner for to become a yokai in a future episode. Please leave us a rating and review. You underestimate how much that helps a new podcast. Once again, thank you all for listening, and let's get on with the show.
Alright, we cut to Yogo Sojibo, who's walking the streets just to get over to where the alcohol is going to be loaded onto the taxes.
I am holding a hammer and whistling brightly, like knowing full well I didn't use any actual curses, but it just... It makes me feel a little better just to...
As he rounds the corner, he bumps into a young man.
It's the Ronin, right?
It is the Ronin.
Oh, greetings, young Ronin. How does the night fare? And I kind of reach out. How are your wounds?
They're much better. Thank you. You were the one down by the river, were you not?
Yes, you were quite disheveled by those creatures.
Well, I was jumped by nearly 8 of them. I was able to cut down 5 of them before the last 3 were able to subdue me.
Yeah, sadly, when dealing with yokai and other such, it's best to know their weaknesses. But caught unaware, it's very hard to prepare for creatures such as that. But next time you do run into those, try bowing first.
That is great advice. I will bear that in mind. But I did wish to perfect my new techniques. I've got a special weapon, and I wish to show that it is superior to other techniques and can fare well against the standard sword.
Oh, I have a friend that may enjoy seeing that sword. But by the way, I am Yogosh Sojabo. Your name, my...
Sai.
Sai-kun?
He gives a slight nod.
Because I am technically of higher station.
Oh, yes.
I am in much higher station than
oh,
he is.
Yes. Oh, yes. And he would have no last name as he is a Ronin right now.
Yes. Yes. Ah, Sai-kun. Would you care to show me? And basically, I indicate him to just, you know, not draw the sword. Because in Rokugani culture, drawing the sword means you are going to try and kill somebody. Mm-hmm. So, just...
Well, you can see the points are sticking out either side of his back.
Oh, those clever little creations. Quite fascinating. Are they of unicorn make? Because I have not seen such blades before.
No, these were made in the lands of my birth.
And where were those?
They were to the north.
To the north? So, are you of dragon? Seeing that you wield 2 of them.
I have been told not to be too specific of where I lived. Mm-hmm. At least not until permitted to return.
So I'm going to, at this point, roll, because I would like to use a suji I have, a charm check, or a courtesy charm. Is that okay?
Yes.
Because I got to pull up the suji first. Shallow waters. Targeting character you misspin. What is Ninjo? That is his desire. So, we'll see what we get. I only gotta keep 2 on this. Okay. I'm sorry, what was the...
It would be a TN2.
Okay, so I definitely didn't make that. But it doesn't... So I'm trying to, charm him into, you know, joining me somewhere, but apparently I failed. But I will enjoy, I will use these 2 opportunity I keep to learn the target's ninjo.
His ninjo is to perfect his technique.
Ah, so it's basically that's what I gather. That's kind of what I gather from what he's talking about between this conversation. And by the way, who made those swords?
The swords? They were crafted by the monks, by a smith in my hometown.
Excellent. Well, as an Emerald Magistrate, and I'm sure he noticed the Jite, I must attend to my duties. We have much to do, and we must leave early in the morning. Where will you be heading after this?
That is an excellent question. I don't know.
Like a true wave man. Well, hopefully you will find a good lord at some point, and you may prove your worth. Adwa, or fancy Japanese word for sayonara.
Samurai, might I accompany you? I saw you battling, and it seemed like the only one who wielded the sword was the Kitsuki, and not very well.
Sadly, yes. I'm not, and I kind of hold out my hand, and it's mostly covered with, like, ink stains and some calluses, but mostly from what looks like writing rather than... sadly, I am a Shugenja, not much good with the sword. I am... sadly, my belief is the brush is mightier than the katana.
I feel the katana's overrated.
Just don't let a crane hear you say that. Very well. You may join our retinue. Just, if anybody asks, you are just hired help.
As you wish.
And hopefully that, and I will kind of write down an expense report in Kurasu's name. I'm going to... It's like one... hired Ronin in our expense book. And I'll have him... Do you have a stamp or something that I can put this under? Like, Sai, Ronin, yes, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that should be good. You'll be paid upon the arrival. I don't know when. Whenever you want to leave us, I'll see you get paid. I may be a stickler for paperwork, but this doesn't mean I can't fudge a few letters here and there. Or a few kanji here and there.
Thank you.
Now that is Dawn at the cart, which we were probably there at this point.
You're basically right at the cart.
Yeah, and I see, he probably sees the two Ashigaru kind of giving a scowl. Like, dirty Ronin. We at least have a lord. He's a dirty wave man. They say that in their head, despite this guy could probably kill them.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, he technically could, but there's still sticklers about that. Very well. At dawn in the morning. And I'm sure that my friend would love to see those swords of yours. Oh, no, no, no. Careful with that. Careful with that. And this is... me wandering off to help. Or as I like to tell it when my dog tries to help me, help. He's helping.
Helping.
He's helping.
Because he's also helping. And at the time that Kitsuki Akira was going into the tea house and Yogo Sojobo was on his walkabout, Kunikuru actually headed back to the forge. Because he had worked some blades. And well, he left them there. He's going to pick up the blades that he worked, and he's going to bring them back to the headman's place. And when he gets back to the headman's, go up to the headman, since you no longer have a blacksmith, I took the opportunity to work these for you to help you out. And I hand over the blades I worked to help the village with their tasks. I know some would say that oh, I'm giving them weapons, but no, I'm giving them implements to do their job. And yes, that was what I had planned on doing.
Well, thank you very much, Samurai, but we can make do on our own.
I know you can, but this is just a minor thing for me to do to help out after the tragedy that you have suffered.
It's too much for a peasant from a samurai.
And then don't consider it as being from a samurai. Consider it as being from someone who knows that the kami work in mysterious ways.
Thank you, Honorable Samurai. Thank you very much.
And probably what I did, I probably finished off a couple of sickles, some reaping tools, and some flaying knives for fish. Because they are near a stream, so they can catch fish.
So I'm going to have you gain 3 honor for your integrity. Just kind of taking care of others there. Or not integrity, but respect.
Okay. Then I think pretty much we all head to sleep for the night. And yes, the Caillou-like blades are still with me. They have not gotten very far from my person.
I would not expect them to.
As he's going to sleep, or as he's coming to rest, he's thinking about the odd weapons he saw. Trying to picture how they could be made. And how they could be used.
And how they can be improved?
There's that too. Basically, since his passion is armaments, and this is a new type of armament, so he's just contemplating it.
So we cut to the next morning, and the headman has prepared bowls of rice and grilled fish for you to eat prior to you leaving. You have your breakfast, and then you head to the cart. Who's probably the first one in line, or are you walking side by side?
Well, I know I'm probably lagging behind.
Okay. So it's probably Kitsuge Akira and Kunigaru walking side by side.
I will say the dawn is quite lovely. Haven't seen that many times.
No, you haven't.
As Guru and Akira round the corner, they see the cart, their Ashigaru, the Hinan, the other peasants that came with you, and the Ronin.
Oh, yes, yeah, I forgot to mention, I did hire him. He has to come along, so it's in the expense report, blah, blah, blah. It's all paperwork done. I'm getting on the cart.
Well, then.
Onwards.
Well met. Well met again, sir.
Yes, I'm Sai.
Less talking, more moving.
We can move and talk at the same time.
That we can, yes.
No, less talking, more moving.
We are talking and moving at the same
time. We are talking and moving.
Or Yoga-san.
Less talking.
I pull a big brimmed hat from one of the peasants. Put it over Yoga's face to shade him from the sun.
It's like, this is when you see that, I don't know. I kind of look at Kuni and go, which is, I don't know, it's like basically Japanese for stare.
And then he's like, after he did that, he goes, ignores him. I was like, I am Kuni.
Kitsuki.
And of course, you met our compatriot, Yogo.
Yes. He seemed much more chipper last night.
He doesn't do mornings very well.
He doesn't do anything before noon very well.
I will bear that in mind. So where are we going?
One last town, and then on to Dragonfly Castle.
So north again. All right.
We have to get the taxes. And as we're moving along, I'm actually eyeing the blades as they're coming from the backside of his.
Yeah, they're just strapped to his back, basically.
Yeah, but I'm seeing them as they're coming over. Because if I'm facing him, I'm seeing them coming over his shoulders, at least. So is it the curved or the point that's coming over his shoulders?
The point.
So I'm looking at the point. So then probably they're crossed. So I'll probably see the
curve is down by his hips.
Yeah. So I'll admire a bit of the look from what I can see. Interesting weapons you have. Where did you get your weapons?
They were made for me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How long have you had them?
I've had them probably for about 4 years now. He appears to be around 18.
So, pretty youngish?
He's pretty young.
Ah, I see. And so, the techniques you use, are they... What school are they from?
My techniques are from... No school.
Ah, so you're working on creating a school for your techniques.
You could say that, yes.
Well, that is how you pass along your techniques. Once you have perfected them, you create a school to pass them along. What type of creatures have you encountered and fought using your blades?
Well, you've met the Kappa.
Yes.
Took 5 of them before I was brought down. I've battled a couple people just in duels, but not much. And only to first strike, which has been fairly quick.
Ah, I see. I would be most intrigued to see some of your katas when we have a chance to stop.
Perhaps I can show you if your friend would like to duel me.
Oh, that would be up to him.
I admit I'm not much of a duelist, but I am interested in seeing these in practice as well.
It would be interesting to see how they work. And I'm really curious as to if your techniques would work well against the Shadowlands as well as it does against the Kappa.
I'm sure my techniques would do quite well against any foe.
As I said, it would be interesting to see.
So you walk along and get to the next village. This is another rice village. Okay. It is kind of going back east and to the north. So this is probably the village that supplies rice to the Dragonfly Castle. But it's out of the way for because you're going east again.
Right, because we changed up the order.
Yeah, this one is a lot easier going than the last travel trip you went because you're on a...
Road.
Road.
On a road, yes.
The headman of this village brings out the barrels of rice to load on. You do a quick inspection with your GTAs and find absolutely nothing. Everything looks good. There is nothing in any of these barrels. And you're able to move along pretty quickly.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Fool me three times, commit seppuku.
Yes.
You're able to spend the night there and move along in the morning. Traveling to the north and west again. Mm-hmm. Headed to Dragonfly Castle.
Splinters of Jade is a work of fiction and is not affiliated with Fantasy Flight Games or Asmodee International. The music is used with permission from Darren Curtis. More of his music can be found on SoundCloud, Bandcamp, or his website, DarrenCurtisMusic.com. Our logo was designed by Nyx Animalia. More of her art can be found on Etsy. Recording, editing, and sound design is by Bren Thorson. Story is conceived by Chris Garvey. You can follow us on Twitter at SojPodRPG. That's at SojPodRPG. On Facebook at facebook.com/SojPodRPG and SojPodRPG.podbean.com. You can message us at SojPod@gmail.com and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/SojPodRPG to get exclusive episodes and extras. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Google Play, and your podcast player of choice. Thank you for listening, and remember, if you can't jade strike it, grasp it with earth.